You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Another World Cup Daily.
Okay, brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Come on. End of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Okay. Now, come on. We got a lot to talk about. The whole crowd's here. We're all celebrating.
Harry's here with us, okay?
Harry, say something.
How we doing? Cool again.
We can hear it now.
We said, Harry, you know, you were just being a voyeur. You know what I mean? You were just watching us work.
What did you go to school in Connecticut? A voyeur?
Okay, we said now.
Now
you can speak.
Oh, Christian, before you were a podcaster, were you in finance by any chance?
Okay. I didn't realize you knew I grew up in old Greenwich.
Right? Look at you, voyeur.
So, look.
Speaking of voyeur, Mexicans are just going to be watching the World Cup.
Bro, look, we were hoping that this episode wasn't the roast of the Mexican national team.
The Mexican national team happens to be the roast of the Mexican national team.
I feel for them, bro.
So do I, dude. We got friends. We got homies mm-hmm. that love this team.
Okay.
But also hate this team.
It is very much a love-hate relationship. I think everybody with their national team, that's basically how they handle it.
Is there a national team that doesn't have complaints?
That does not exist.
Come on.
That is not. If you do not have a national team without complaints, you are probably not a nation or a team. You know what I mean?
Greg Berhalter, 2 clean sheets, gets out of the group, gets it through to the round of 16. They haven't scored. No one has scored a goal against the United States of America outside of a penalty from the run of play. And people are saying he's doing a bad job.
Yeah, oh, sure. I mean, that's how it works. But we're not here to rub it in. Maybe not. I don't know. But we probably are.
If you ask nicely, you know. You get annoyment. You know?
But this is...
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Let's try. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerrero.
Welcome. We're excited to be here every single day for the World Cup. This is day what? 10? 11?
This is 11.
Man.
We have not stopped. And we will not stop.
Okay. P. Diddy himself told us that he will not. We can't stop and won't stop.
Your old boss.
My old boss. I mean, it's a conversation for another day. I mean, for the new folks, yes, that P. Diddy was my boss. I have a whole long story.
Shouts to all the new listeners, huh? Where would we be without you?
I think Harry's one of them.
Yeah. Begrudgingly, a new listener. He's being paid to listen, and he's the only one.
So, I mean, look, we went from 0 to 1, so that's pretty good. Let's start. Obviously, there were 4 matches today. There were, I think both of them had different, obviously, implications and what chances, but clearly the early one was Australia, Denmark, Tunisia, France.
The scenes, 4 a.m. in Australia, and they are going ballistic.
My man, Leckie.
Lecky, bro. Legendary.
Okay. Lecky wasn't lucky.
Nah. All right.
That was a proper goal. I said, you know, World Cup grade, and now this.
You're just keeping that train going. I wish it was a choo-choo button. The man hates puns, but he will not stop.
I don't hate puns.
Who you hate
that?
When I do it.
I mean, you guys, because you got bad ones.
I'm sorry, Lecky wasn't lucky? Premier League?
Your puns are not the vibe of, you know, the Connecticut vibe that I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. But I gotta okay. redo them. I hate that mine are punishing you.
Wow. Okay. Sorry. You know,
guys, we're running out of steam here. We're doing an episode every damn day.
You think we're just built out of content? You think content just falls out of trees?
What do you think? If I shake my sleeves out, content comes out?
Okay. This is what it is at this point. Okay. So, but Australia, obviously, shouts to the homie Ellie Menjum.
I messaged him and I said, hey, I know it's late/early, 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I know you party, and do me a favor, send me a couple videos of the scenes, of the vibes.
Yeah.
So we could share it on the show. And he did not even read. I think the man has lost his phone.
Okay. Am I allowed to call him a homie anymore?
He didn't even read. I don't think he has his phone. I think if anything.
I could see a guy like Ellie Menjum, if you don't know, of Copa 90, legendary documentarian. I could see a guy like him just during the World Cup, when you need to be plugged in and connected, he just goes off the grid.
Yeah, man. Know? He's like, you know what? I'm going to focus on everything. On and off the pitch. But also, he's back home. He's in Australia.
Of course.
This is the first time they qualify out of the group stage, I think. I don't know if it's ever.
No, not ever. It's not in a long time.
But, in a long time.
But impressive stuff.
Real facts we bring you here in a long time.
But the look, nobody really expected Australia to get out of this group because everybody expected Denmark and France.
That includes Australia. No one.
Denmark ends up at the bottom of the group. They were just really, really poor in these three matches. It's a shame that it is just three matches, but it's what everybody remembers. Everybody's, no matter how well they played during to qualify, no matter the story of Christian Eriksen coming back, everybody was like, yo, I don't care. If your heart works, it doesn't work. Y'all are trash right now.
Y'all didn't even qualify. Y'all didn't get out the group.
It's a shame because
you got to get out the group to have a successful World Cup.
Without a doubt.
If you get out the group, you've had a good World Cup.
Right.
You could have a great one after that, but if you don't get out the group, you had a bad World Cup.
France did lose this game. Obviously, they still finished at the top of the group.
They also started the C squad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can call anyone on the French national team the C squad.
I mean, Guendouzi's there.
Actually, when he was playing, I'm like, oh, he's here? Like, my voice got real high. I really was like, I didn't expect that.
Right. Well, is it because you haven't heard his name in a while? Not a big Marseille fan?
Marseille, they were in Europa, right? I've been watching a couple of their games. He's a beast.
No, he's a good player.
He's a good player. So, but I did think, I don't know if that's always the concern, right? Do you take your foot off the gas in, no Mbappe, according to Charles Barkley?
Look out for France. They got the Mbappe.
Mbappe. Okay, it's a little Hanson reference. Let's go.
What did you eat before today's show?
Okay, I had some the Sour Patch Kids over there.
We got to cut them off. We got to cut them off, bro.
But so
kids,
you always
kids hitting references from TRL.
Okay, it's a good show. I used to stand outside of MTV for a TRL. I was one of those kids.
Wow.
And what
did you? Were you a woo or were you a yeah or were you a wave at the camera?
I did it all, bro. It's a triple threat.
Triple threat. Sometimes I did all three of them at the same damn time.
Okay.
This kid's blowing out his rotator cuff.
You think I ain't going to woo at Christina Aguilera? Because I shall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When Jennifer Love Hewitt comes by to see her man, Cousin Daly, you think I'm not a fan of myself? And then wooing, waving, and cheering?
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I don't remember. Oh, yeah. About taking your foot off the gas.
Yeah.
If that's the right move. Obviously, look, France are still very much favorites. But to have that blemish, that 1-0 loss to Tunisia, who did have a mathematical chance to move on, but they didn't, obviously, because Australia scored.
Yeah, Australia scored. Big moment for Australia. Big moment for the Australian people. Really happy for you guys.
My main thing is, like, I for whatever reason, I just don't want France to win the World Cup. Just don't want them.
What do you mean by whatever reason? You got to give me. You can't just be like, I can't explain it, but I hate the French.
You can't just drop that. It's not hatred at all. They won last time.
They're the first winner to get out of the group, I think, in like four cycles.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Because there's been like a weird curse recently.
Yeah.
They're good. They're not bringing the vibes I need right now. They don't bring that I don't know, that je ne sais quoi, for the lack of a better word.
It's more disrespectful because you use their language. You know what I mean? If you said they have a je ne sais quoi, I would have been like, oh, okay. But je ne sais quoi, you can't do that while disrespecting the French. You're disrespecting the French national team when Mexico has just not gotten out of their group.
So
there should be the focus your disrespect.
But they don't. I mean, they're not going to get disrespect from me because
you're a big Tata Martino fan.
No, and because you think as a U.S. men's national team fan, part of me is a little bit happy.
Bro, we're the kings of CONCACAF right now. No one else got out.
No one else got out. Right? Everybody was bragging that Costa Rica was the first team to get a win and blah blah blah. But I mean, look how things are shaking out now.
Damn, bro.
So no.
Ooh la la, says Christian.
All the tabloids, the headline. So.
Sacre red, white, and blue.
So, France, they won it last time. I'm not, Benzema not being there, there's just, for whatever reason, I want to see a new winner, but I do think France is probably the strongest team right now, and
it still feels like Brazil's, Spain, Brazil are the two.
I'm saying, and Brazil's slightly right under.
To me, it's Spain, Brazil. Spain, Brazil, I think, offer you the most consistent quality across the 11.
Okay, so let's,
knowing I'm talking about Morata being there, and how insane that a statement that is.
So let's the other two matches, which were that I think this group C was a lot more there was just a lot more unpredictability, and
we went into the last match day, or we're still in some of the last match days, but we're going into each last match day where almost anyone can qualify. The only two teams that couldn't were Qatar and Ecuador. Those are the only two countries that were eliminated. So really, I mean, this is, you want to talk about excitement.
This was a good one because the fact that Mexico had a chance, I saw a tweet from Chicharito, the players that are not a part of the national team, but still show support, players. Chicharito was not obviously a guy that was on the bubble because it's clear a lot of issues and drama.
Yeah. Unless he's chewing gum, bro. That's the only way he on the bubble.
But the fact that, he after the second match, he said that there's still a possibility. We have to support. And that, which also, seeing that tweet raised another question with Taylor Twellman tweeted this about, and he had tagged like Paul Arriola, Ricardo Pepi, all the players, Jordan Pefok, all the players that were left off of the squad, thanking them for the players
not being there, because that's the reason we qualified.
Taylor, dude. Yeah, okay, you had to tag them and everything, bro. Yeah. No, but saying thank you because, they wouldn't have moved on to the knockout stages without the effort of those other players that didn't make it because they did help them qualify. Under that tweet, you start seeing people talk about what players that didn't qualify, that didn't make it to the roster, who also showed support for the team. And some players, everybody's like, oh, Paul, I saw Paul was supportive. And then like they were like, oh, Ricardo, but Ricardo hasn't tweeted anything. And so it's like, now there's just a presumption that they are angry and bitter about it. And I'm sure all of them have some sort of feelings about it.
We've reached the era now where you have to comment on someone's Instagram or else you hate them.
Right.
Yeah.
You cannot say anything because the silence is...
Silence speaks louder than words.
Right.
I remember my wife yelling that at me. it's gotten to the point now where, whenever one of the players for the men's national team posts something, Ricardo Pepi better be in there being like, ice cold, my
Yeah,
feet.
Bro. Yeah. Yo, dope fit.
Right? There's levels to this. You got to say something.
There's a template of what players comment on each other. The three fire emojis, obviously.
What would someone wear screen printed on a shirt at an EDM concert? That's what you need to put in the comments or else you hate America.
Right, right. So that was... So seeing that support and the fact it did feel like it might be a little bit impossible or the too tall of a mountain to climb for Mexico, but First half, they get no goals. Everybody's already like, yo, we can't do this.
Mexico of old.
Typical. And if you look up the hashtag, and I'll bring it up in a second, the hashtag Selección Mexicana, it is
filled with nothing but positivity and people just supporting their national team.
It is real. I mean, but this is what I love about the Mexican national team is that the Twitter is the sarcasm,
the self-deprecation
is like, there's a little bit of humor in the fact that, all right, we can't do it. We just can't do it. I expected nothing, and you gave me less than that.
Yeah. I lowered the bar, and you still couldn't get over it. So it's a beautiful thing, though.
So it's it's pretty hilarious. But the main thing, obviously, they're knocked out of the World Cup, and I'm trying to make sense of it. They don't score any goals in the first half. They get two goals.
One of which is a worldie, bro.
Dude.
Was that a free kick?
That was a free kick.
It was. Absolutely incredible.
Chavez. Luis Chavez. Unbelievable.
Of Pachuca.
Free kick.
Wow.
And really, it got everybody like, yo, we're doing this.
Yeah. Oh, we got it.
Yeah.
Oh, the juice is back, baby. The sauce is spilling out of our pockets. And it's against Saudi Arabia, which I know they beat Argentina in that crazy match. And they're all thinking about their Rolls Royces. They're not worried about the World Cup.
Which is not true. We've confirmed.
Is that true?
It's true.
It's true that it's not true?
It is correct. Yeah, they did ask at a press conference. They did ask the captain of the team and the coach if this was real. And he said, no, it's not real.
Bruh, you got money?
I mean, maybe it's
hold on. Give me the ISO. Bruh, MBS, bro. You got money. Money pouring out of you.
Wow.
You can't get your boys a couple of Rolls Royces? A couple double R's?
Wow. You really? I didn't know.
Think about this. Rolls Royce is an English car, right? And you beat Argentina, which had, in the Falklands, gone to war. With England. Follow the string here. Okay?
Interesting.
So by purchasing the Rolls Royces, you're hurting Argentina again.
Wow. Okay.
Right?
I think the biggest...
And in the Rolls Royces, stitched in the passenger seat is the face of Margaret Thatcher.
Okay. Look, the biggest shock out of this rant, this speech... is that somehow you have a direct line to Mohammed bin Salman. I don't know how that happened, but...
MBS, baby. You and Ellie Menjum need to answer my damn WhatsApps, bro.
Bro, are you y'all in a group chat together? What's going on?
Ellie's like, what is happening?
Who'd you
Ellie,
add?
Bro, you better answer. I don't know if you know about this guy.
Answer. My man, you need to respond to him.
I'm going to make up a fake name that you would answer and respond. Yo, Ellie still hasn't seen it. Damn, bro, he must be partying.
Okay, so but they
what's it, 8 a.m. out there?
they get two goals, and then obviously the other game to keep an eye on is Poland Argentina, because Argentina just needed it. They get their two goals, and then they just need that third one to help Mexico. Because it would have helped with the goal differential.
Right.
So we're
at this moment where if Argentina scores another one, Mexico goes through because of goal differentials against Poland. If Mexico scores, they go through because of that. If not, it's tied on goal differential and goals for, but they don't go through because of...
Yellow card. FIFA fair play.
The fair play rule, which is a stupid rule. And you know what? I think Saudi Arabia agreed.
But why is it a stupid rule? What else is left to determine who is the better team?
I mean, I don't know. Do something. Do a flip a coin.
That's better to you.
That's better than who got less yellow cards. The fair play rule. The name alone should let you know it's for herbs.
just straight up the nerd rule.
Yeah, dorks. Bro. Who's the good boy rule? Who's been a good boy?
Okay. You give an apple to the ref, you know?
You know? So stupid. Less yellow cards. Who cares? If you said less red cards, I'd be like, I get it. Because that means players did something absolutely wrong.
I mean, red cards are a factor. Because yellow cards, then red cards.
I'm saying get the yellow cards out of it.
No, I mean, look, at some point, you have to decide a winner somehow. And you can't have them play each other or something. I mean,
you could in Qatar. They're not that far from each other. Okay, 20-minute drive? How about this? 20-minute drive, penalties. You won't be able to do this when it's the Canada, Mexico, U.S.
Right.
Because you're like, all right, everybody needs to stay in the stadium. They're on a 6-hour flight. They're on their way.
Well, let's find a middle point, Missouri.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, call the Jayhawks and see if they need the stadium. We're going to do Pens. Everybody's going, bro. Yeah. MBS just bought everybody an airplane.
So it led to this these matches being incredibly entertaining. Both of them had the most suspense because any goal in any of the in either match shifts probably the result and who goes into the knockout.
You and I were switching between games. You were watching one on the laptop. There was one on the TV. It was a lot. This is the excitement of the World Cup.
Yeah.
This is why you do the games at the same time. Also, I found out so that they don't fix the
match.
The games, which I was like, all right, good point.
Because they 100, you have every reason to fix a game if you know.
Bro, I would be on the phone with just one button missing dialed and just ready to go.
And I felt, more for Mexico during the Argentina-Poland game because I'm like, yo, it's Argentina. Y'all have so many incredible chances. Chesney had how many? He had to make 11 stops. He said it after the game in his post match interview. He said this game was awful
and amazing
and amazing. Yeah. And he's happy that they move on. But he was like, this game felt like it was 5 hours for me.
I could see it
because Poland are really bad. I mean, it's just
fun team to watch, dude. My group chat called it Conte ball.
Okay,
I
can't take it. I know that.
I'm adding a boo to the soundboard. I can't let this go. So bad. All right, whatever.
Bro,
I can't take it.
I'm all crushing right. it. I saw there was a YouTube comment that said the was a fan of the World Cup grade. So
well,
it's just encouraging me.
We received an email from one of the heads of the network who's like, I will never say that.
Okay, but you know what? He didn't mind hearing it. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. He didn't complain about
it. Buddy, it sticks. All right, people are talking about it. I'm not mad at it.
Okay,
it's just horrific. But again, sometimes you need a little something bad for the judge, you know?
No, the thing is bad publicity. Yeah. But anyway, you know what I mean.
Publicity, bro. Any publicity is good publicity, bro.
Felicity, yes, I know.
You heard it here first. You need to stop making 90s references right now. We are super young, brands. What was I even friggin' saying? I want a Rolls Royce, MBS.
Yes. I felt more for Mexico during the Argentina Poland game because Argentina had so many incredible chances. Poland were so bad
Did you hear that people? The joke going around is that Messi missed that penalty on purpose or kicked it badly on purpose to get back at Canelo.
Yes. And that is, and you
if
know,
that's true, that's amazing.
That feels
he did smile afterwards.
Okay.
After the missed penalty, he had a little bit of a grin.
Yeah, yeah, maybe he told Chesney where he's going to kick it. Hey. Yeah.
Maybe he's up to some shenanigans.
Yeah, it would be a level of petty that we're not used to hearing about from Messi.
I'm used to it, just not from Messi. You
yeah, dude, I mean? No, I would
in my house?
If that was real, I mean, that would be incredible. And I don't know if you follow Sergio Aguero on TikTok. This dude's a beast because he's on Twitch. He posts a lot of clips on TikTok.
The kid's dancing with a bunch of children. This guy's all over the place. He's like dancing. I think he's in Qatar.
He is in Qatar. But he's been live streaming. He had Chicharito call in. This guy, Ibai,
the Spanish
guy. Yeah, so Ibai,
well, I met very briefly.
Ibai and Chicharito were streaming together. They were, I don't know exactly where they were, but they were calling to Sergio Aguero. And so Chicharito was the one who was explaining the things, the like, quote-unquote threats that Canelo was making to Sergio Aguero because Mexican Spanish and Argentinian Spanish are obviously very different, and the slang is very different. But Sergio Aguero was kind of trying to parse everything that was going on. And he's clearly very influential with the team. I'm sure he is speaking to Messi and speaking to everybody. But he's almost trying to be the...
Tell me what I got to let the boys know. That kind of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, like yeah. Like a little bit of a mediator.
Right.
With it. Because he's just like, yo, bro, you don't talk about my homie like that. But also, you're a boxer. And I don't want to piss you off.
Yeah. This is like when your boy calls you and is like, yo, my girl mad at me. Could you have your girl find out why? You know what I mean? Now you gotta like be the liaison now.
So this is like a fun thread throughout this World Cup because in the clip he spoke to Canelo as well.
Canelo did apologize.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen the apology yet.
I don't know if he issued an apology or just like apologized.
Yeah. But it's a fun where you can usually we think of, especially people like Sergio Aguero, who has faced the biggest, the small guy, but faced some of the biggest defenders, been in front, won titles, been in high pressure situations, but texting Canelo, he's like, you could tell he's a little nervous.
Yeah. Your hand shakes a little bit when you start texting, you know, one of the biggest boxers in the world. And if you see what this guy looks like, it looks like punches don't hurt him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. You know, unless they come for Floyd Mayweather.
Hey.
Okay. So,
or Jake Paul.
But, so I was more surprised Argentina couldn't get that third, but we have to talk about Mexico. The fact that they could not get this third goal, it just sucks that they're so close. They were so close. That's what makes it worse.
They were, but also isn't this fitting that they didn't get it and that they go out in the World Cup this way? It also feels like this is what Mexican fans wanted. Like, are the guy who works the door here, Mexican dude,
yeah,
and he was like, I want the team to lose so that they fire Tata Martino. Like, they didn't, I guess they realized, like, this team's not going to win it anyway,
right?
So why are we doing this? Why are we elongating it? And to some degree, like, it feels like they're going to get what they want now,
which is what, just getting rid of Tata Martino. That's it, and
that's what they want.
I mean,
new manager Canelo. Isn't that crazy?
Okay, I might.
You know, you heard it here first.
This ain't a bad idea. Just literally in the technical area with boxing gloves.
Bro, if he tells you, you better play well or else, you gonna play well, bro.
He can't say the formation. What is he saying? A 1-1? Yeah. A 0-0?
This guy's got us playing fist out here.
I'd watch. But the fact, and I think that's probably the biggest story of the day. It's just like, so this is the first time in something, I don't know if it's like 30 years, 40 years, that Mexico doesn't make it into the knockout stages. And this is not, so it's not that much of a shock, at least to me. They were so leading up to the World Cup, they were fairly poor, but they did finish first in qualifying.
Second.
Second to Canada. So they
also backed into second place.
They lost. They've lost a lot. They lost to the U.S. They've lost to Canada. They've just have not been impressive. And even with all that, they still had a real chance to go move on to the knockout stages. Yeah. And it's you want to blame somebody for this game alone, but you know, to not score against Poland is awful.
To be honest, they should have easily scored against Saudi Arabia.
Right.
They did twice, but they also probably should have stopped them from scoring.
I mean, they needed a goal against Poland, man. And the fact that they didn't do that is I think that's a bigger, the bigger blemish on their World Cup. Because obviously, yeah, you would have liked to score a whole bunch of goals, but to not even score against Poland, and, you know, they did what they had to do against Saudi Arabia. You knew they had to win that game. But yeah, they're going to be, you know, kicking themselves in the butt. So I feel for the Mexican homies, man. I feel bad.
I do too. But hopefully they get what they want. You know, if they really want to switch managers, this is the way to do it, right? You have a really bad showing at a World Cup. Tata Martino can't possibly keep his job now.
Yeah, there's no way.
If he does, then this is corruption at the highest level. What do you know, Tata? You're gonna say ta-ta to Tata Martino.
That, wow, I can't believe we're so consistently crushing it. Wow.
Oh my fucking God.
Okay. Kevin's just a part of the show.
Yeah, now, bro.
Shout out to
he's gonna sue us, dude.
Kevin Cho Formerly, yes, KC Fan TV, but yeah.
Love him.
So okay, I have to, and congrats to him. You know, they move on to Argentina, move on. Okay, so we'll scroll real quick through some of the Mexican, the Selección Mexicana tweets. And I mean, you could, Homer's very popular in Mexico. You ever heard the Spanish, the Mexican Spanish Homer Simpson?
What do you think?
You missed it out. Great. He's a great actor. Great personality. It's just so disappointing, man. It's hard to explain. This one says, pura pinche fe y no mamadas. Love it. I don't even know.
Sergio Aguero is going to need a full explanation.
So unfortunate, man. I don't know what's next for them.
Does the team get out of the group if they have Carlos Vela and Chicharito?
I mean, that's been a lot of the conversation.
It's the one we're about to have now.
If Chicharito would have made a difference, you're gonna have to say yes. I mean,
they get out of the group?
I think so. They're in so much better form. Again, maybe Chicharito helped them get a goal against Poland. Raul Jimenez is what you know did not. Deserve to be there. I mean, I say that respectfully. He was clearly injured.
Yeah, it sounded it when you said
he was injured. It was a big risk.
Yeah.
He did not. He didn't. You know, they look. Chicharito wasn't gonna get called up because of whatever drama there is.
Right.
And there wasn't anybody else. Jimenez was the other
didn't
one.
Didn't Tata Martino try to get him back in the?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think the Federation
was like, hey. Don't bring up that name again.
Okay.
You going to talk about my ex? Yeah.
So, I wish I knew more of the details behind it. The easy answer is yes. Of course, the guy scored like 17, 18 goals in MLS.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's very simple. You plug, even if you bring him off the bench, you plug him into the Poland game, you have a much higher chance of scoring a goal. You put him in this game, odds are you're going to get a third.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they did have that heartbreaking goal. Uriel Antuna got the goal taken back for being offside.
And he was wildly offside.
He was
wildly. They did the they showed like the technology. You didn't even need it.
Yeah, yeah, he was in the stands.
Yeah, he was in goal when he got the ball, dude.
No, but it sucks. Look, that was they were so close. It's just so unfortunate. Yeah.
How fast do you think that the Martino gets fired?
Tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Right away?
I mean, tonight, maybe?
It probably just happened.
Yeah.
He's probably flying to Australia for the scenes, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It should be pretty soon. I don't see... we probably should be getting an announcement soon.
Back to Atlanta?
That's interesting. No. They're going to give... the coach... What am I forgetting his name? Gonzalo Pineda. Okay, so I want to make sure I get to this because this genuinely made me laugh a lot. The Dan Le Batard show with two guys. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I have not. Okay. I heard these guys have a great network, but apparently they'll give anyone a show.
Okay, but Chris Whittingham.
What a great freeze frame.
Yeah, yeah. Wearing is that an American Outlaw scarf?
It is, and he just looks so happy.
Yeah, Sugats is very, very happy. Okay.
Sugats is like,
so we can look at the tweet. So it says, normalize the word penis, except if you're on CNN. And I'll give all the context. Chris Whittingham.
Please do, because if not, it sounds like you're about to start a meeting.
Normalize the word.
So, I'm glad you all came.
Okay.
To my TED Talk.
Okay. This is man meeting number one.
Yeah. They don't want us to say penis.
But Christian Pulisic had a pelvic, quote unquote, pelvic contusion. If you saw... the reports after his injury, after he scored the goal against Iran.
Has anyone confirmed exactly what happened?
A knee to the dick?
I know he got hit in the dick.
Yeah.
But what is...
No, they haven't said exactly what happened.
Is it swollen? You know?
Is that good?
I don't know.
It's swollen and engorged are very different things.
They're two very different things. Also, will anyone sign up to massage this... pelvic contusion.
There was a funny moment in during the Fox Sports broadcast when they pointed out that one of the trainers or the athletic staff or the medical staff
is an expert.
Expert in pelvic injuries, and I'm like, what?
How did you decide that was your specialty? That's like when I had the problem with my heel and I went to the foot doctor. What are they called? Proctologist, not it. Podiatrist.
That was a very
Bartel is definitely
make
not.
Sure you go to the right place because you might be in the wrong.
The guy's like, why is this guy showing me his foot? Get that dick out, bro. I'm a goddamn proctologist. Okay. Get your foot out my face. I'm here to see dick. The only dick, my dude. So I went to the podiatrist, and as he's looking at my foot, I go, how'd you get into this whole foot? And he goes, honestly, by mistake. And I go, that's the answer.
Yeah. You can say that with the proctologist as well. Yeah. Hey, how'd you get into this business?
He's like, honestly, it's a game of inches.
All right, whatever. Al Pacino. I was gonna go with man, I was in a really dark place. You know?
So dumb.
Come on, bro. We're workshopping bits out here.
Guys, wait till day 32 of this damn World Cup.
Okay. So the reason we got into this, because Chris Whittingham.
Yes.
Of Dan Le Batard Show.
We know him. We love him.
And football with Grant Wall. Mm-hmm. Another homie. You've heard him on Inter Miami broadcast. You've heard this. It hit him in the penis. So he's known.
I love that you repeat it whenever.
He's known as the guy.
Yes.
That said this on during a call. Of an MLS match.
He broke the penis barrier.
The penis
in sports.
Barrier. We've been for years.
Right.
We've been trying to break this.
Put
down.
Put down your signs. The protest is over.
The Berlin Wall was up for less time than the penis barrier.
Bro, the penis barrier.
So.
El muro del penis.
So, and this was just a great moment because Dan called him out. He was on CNN and was talking about the game between U.S. and Iran and Christian Pulisic's goal.
And he is the man who broke the wall, who right. got past the barrier and said, no, we can say penis on sports.
Exactly.
We can say penis on TV.
But on CNN.
Bro, he got shook.
He got shook and he did not say it when he had the opportunity. So let's hear it.
Whittingham, when you were on CNN last night, this is the real test, because you've been all around our network saying the phrase normalize the penis, and you have wanted, you're really the only person I've heard in America saying again and again, this is anatomically correct in a sporting match, we don't have to talk around it, just call it the penis and get over your awkwardness. And yet, when your hair was slicked back on CNN yesterday, and they tossed the balls to you, you went pelvic. You did not normalize the penis once the pressure of CNN was around it. You could have argued on CNN, hey, I'm saying penis here. I'm saying it purposely. You had an international audience. You chose not to do it. I think you respected the stage too much.
I mean, so before he gives his response, the thing I loved here is that Dan Le Batard is effectively our employer, our boss.
This is that guy right there talking.
Yeah.
Signs the check.
So Dan Le Batard is really calling Chris Whittingham into a meeting and saying, hey, buddy, you
should have said penis.
Yeah. You're not pulling your slack around.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pulling your slack around. Have you ever worked in a corporate atmosphere?
You know?
Buddy, I hate to say it. You ain't pulling your slack around here.
So that's just a surreal thing that this is where this is a completely appropriate criticism coming from your employer.
Your boss pulls in you in a meeting and he says, hey, I'm really disappointed in you. You should have said Pete.
So let's just hear his
when given the opportunity.
To be fair, my first public use of the word penis was on network television, so I'll back myself in that respect.
But last night, were you tempted? Because the opportunity was there for you. It was there, and you would have titillated and excited our audience if you had dared to do it with the penis.
Yeah, you know what? I will grant you, though, that like I did go into CNN mode. Where I was not thinking at all. I was not thinking at all about how could I make this funny? How could I
Wrong.
Potentially say the word
What's
penis?
The matter with you've
you?
Learned what nothing. You you've learned nothing around here from us.
And that's my favorite part.
What I love about Chris Whittingham is I can never tell if he's 25 years old or 65 years old. Because he feels like both at the same time.
But that was my favorite part. He said, you've learned nothing from us.
Yeah. We have a standard in this organization, so, and it is just not low enough. Your standards are low enough for us.
You are not meeting it, yeah. Okay?
This is like when, you know, I don't know if this happened to you in school, like all of a sudden when somebody starts doing really well and you're like, hey, this teacher grades on a curve.
Yeah.
You're fucking it up for everybody. You need to, okay, get a couple wrong, will you?
Mm-hmm.
There was one teacher who graded on a curve and everyone was so stupid in this class, your boy included. I don't know with the camera. Your boy included. A girl cheated off another person and wrote their name as well on the test.
Incredible.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Still got a passing grade.
Wow.
Okay. If you want to know why, I am the way I am.
The Newark school system, kids.
Bro.
Yeah, pretty remarkable. I watched this and, you know, it lets me know that we made the right decision to join the Levitard and Friends Network.
Absolutely. You know? When you think about where we want to work, I'm like, you know, there was a lot of places that reached out and said, hey, we want to sign the Cooligans. And we're like, what's your policy on saying the word people?
I need it in writing.
Yeah. Oh, we have a strict policy to say.
To say,
right?
Of course.
Oh, you can't? We're out of this meeting. None of you are pulling your slack around here.
I cannot work under these conditions.
Oh, wow. All right. Wow. You steer a hard ship. What's another phrase you're going to say?
Cockpit. There we go. Anyway, shout out to Chris Whittingham. Shout out to Dan. Awesome, awesome moment. All I'm saying is that it encourages us to say the word penis more. That's all.
I've never felt freer to say the word penis, and I'm pretty free with it anyway.
So, okay, so we have a few matches, obviously.
Tomorrow we got a bunch of big ones. Costa Rica versus Germany. Why pay attention?
I don't know about that.
Let's do the 10 a.m. games, actually. We're going to do Canada versus Morocco.
Yeah, so Canada's already out.
Canada's out. This is a big game for Canada, though. They need to win this, I think. Go out having won a game in the World Cup.
Yeah.
They're going to host the next one alongside U.S. and Mexico. So, Mexico, you're in the next World Cup. Don't worry about it. I think it's going to be a big opportunity for them to walk away on a high note. And further inspire the next generation.
Morocco prefers to probably win this game because they can still be very much knocked out.
And Belgium still really has a chance here.
Belgium win against Croatia gives them a good chance. And
Croatia could not get knocked out. They could.
They could get knocked out.
Croatia could still get knocked out.
Yes. If they lose and Belgium win.
And Morocco wins.
Yeah, if Belgium and Morocco win, I think Croatia's out, if I'm not mistaken. Because they both would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canada could definitely spoil things, which, you know, they have every, you know, they're very likely to do. They have a lot of potential to do that. But still another group up in the air, and this will be probably similar to today with, you know, Poland, Argentina, Mexico, and Saudi Arabia. So. Very much looking forward to that. And then the other one is, Costa Rica, Germany, and Japan, Spain.
Japan, Spain, I'm interested in. But, I mean, Costa Rica, Germany feels like it's kind of a wash.
Well, Germany should win, but it still may not be enough.
It may not be enough.
To
they got a draw, qualify. But they also have the easiest team in this, you would assume, in this group.
Yes.
By going up against Costa Rica. So,
but if Costa Rica do what they did against Japan... to Germany, which is, I didn't think happened because we saw what Japan did to Germany.
Oh, Costa Rica's coming out in a 5-5-0 formation.
So, but if they can, I mean, they get a win and they move on, which would be unbelievable. I mean, people didn't expect Australia to make it, but if Costa Rica does.
Bro, Costa Rica's got a goal differential of -6. If they make it through on a 1-0 and go out with a plus one, with a -5,
yeah,
to get through, and Mexico didn't make it through,
look,
damn,
to get out of a group like this too would be pretty incredible. So
people are like, it's a group of death, yeah, for Germany,
yeah. So look, I'm kind of rooting for Costa Rica here. I think it would be quite a story. And shout out to Paul Tenorio. He was at the game, the Costa Rica game against Japan. He's a journalist for The Athletic. absolute homie. But his father passed away a couple months ago. He brought his dad's like jersey to the game, and it was a very special moment.
He said he bought it for him a year ago for his birthday.
Yeah,
and he brought the kid out. That was beautiful.
He wrote an incredible article about it. So definitely check it out if you're interested in that kind of stuff. So the other thing I wanted to make sure we gave a shout out, we've been getting a couple gifts that we have to shout out for throughout the next few days. We'll make sure we do that.
This is very nice.
But we got a gift from a Gully Squad member. Shout out to everybody on Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans. But this comes from Tyler Coleman. He says, hi, y'all. It's a little bit of a hint as to where this is coming from. He says, I've been a member
from Jersey, bro. Hi, y'all.
He goes, I've been a member of the Gully Squad for a few years now, and I want to say thanks for keeping me sane through the last few years. Your love of the beautiful game mixed with comedy. And he put debatable is great. I mean, you heard the puns.
It's a good bit.
The quality's there.
I'm talking about you.
I help run a supporters group in Nashville called the Bootleggers. During COVID, we started watching matches in a friend's backyard with chairs spread out on a TV. Every time Nashville SC scored, we would take a shot. Hence our motto, shots on goal. Was started. After matches resumed with fans in the stadiums, we realized people actually wanted to join our group and now push over 60 members since forming officially in 2021. All that to say, if you ever make it to Nashville SC match, let us know. Since you just moved to a new office, I've included a new scarf, some stickers, and a member flask to make y'all official. Thank you.
Look at this. Look
Tyler,
at this.
So much. Thank you so much for everything. The Bootleggers.
Look at this. It's a disposal flask. It says on the front, no metal. Right, so you can go through metal detectors. It says holds 5 shots. Not bad. So if you score more than 5 goals, I guess you got to refill. Saves money because you're not buying shots. You brought it with you. You still got to spend money on that. But it says it's good for sporting events, traveling, and there's an airplane. I don't think you're going to get this through TSA. But shouts to you for trying. With friends, so that's great. You and your friends are hanging out, and all of a sudden you pull out the plastic flask. You got a problem, I think. And concerts. Go to disposalflask.com.
Yeah, my problem is I love soccer too much.
Yeah. Oh, scoring goals.
And like, coincidentally, I was using this as a mouse pad, but this is a Hani Mukhtar record.
You're using an actual record. There is a record.
Record in here.
We did an unboxing video for it.
Yeah. Shout out to Nashville. I see that. This happened to be a complete coincidence that we get this gift and this is on the table, but this is a record with the sound of every Hani Mukhtar goal, the announcer call,
which I just did my Spotify year end in this way. one through 10. Actually, it's 1 through 9 and Taylor Swift somehow.
So Tyler, thank you so much for sending that to us, and any other Gully Squad members, if there's something you may want to send us, hit us up on Patreon.
Feel free to send us plastic flags.
that is the move. All right, let's wrap up. Thank you everybody for joining us. Another wild day of World Cup matches. We'll be back with you tomorrow to cover everything. It's bro.
Daily, bro. It's the World Cup daily,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, make sure. Again, shout out to... we have a bunch of new listeners. A lot of people sent some nice messages. If you haven't yet, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and leave 5 stars on Spotify.
You just got a text from a friend who you've known for a long time, has never once listened. Listen now, loves the show.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Where you been, buddy? We've been around since 2015.
Some people are coming out of the woodwork because of the World Cup.
Hey, you guys got a soccer show? We're like, oh, where the hell you think we've been?
So we appreciate the love. So thank you to everyone. All right.
And thanks again, everyone who showed up to yesterday's watch party. We might do another one. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We might not, but it was a lot of fun, and it's kind of cool. Like what we had hoped the space would turn into, it is turning into.
Exactly. So, I mean, the World Cup will never be the same if we're not around for it, bro.
Come on. What a dark way to end the show.
We'll be back tomorrow, I promise. Wow, dude. Peace, everybody.
Cut me some, pull yourself some slack. We love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.